And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Top story, a bomb went off at the Ariana Grande concert in England last night. According to this report, 22 people were killed and more than 50 were injured. The police immediately assumed it was a terrorist attack and now being reported that it was a nail bomb.
That's even worse.
We actually have some audio from somebody's social media where you hear the explosion. Here you go. Hear the panic.
Oh my god!
Listen to that explosion,
though.
That's
crazy.
Listen to this. That was a big explosion, man. Here was one of the eyewitnesses who was there speaking in a BBC interview afterwards.
As I was waiting, an explosion went off and it threw me through the first set of doors, about 30 foot to the next set of doors. When I got up and looked round, there was about 30 people scattered everywhere. Some of them looked dead, might have been unconscious, but there was a lot of fatalities. So my first thing was to run in the stadium, try and find my wife and daughter. When I couldn't find them, I went back out, and with the police and the fire and ambulance, whoever was there, I looked at some of the bodies trying to find my family. But luckily, they weren't there. Managed to find them outside the arena and got them back to the hotel with them. But I phoned up because so many reports coming in that it was like a balloon and things not happening as it was. It was definitely an explosion and there's definitely a lot of fatalities.
Having to search through bodies to see if you could find your family.
Yeah.
That was the first report that I guess she had a bunch of balloons there and they thought there was a balloon, might have caused some sort of explosion somewhere, but turned out suicide bomber with a nail bomb because the bomb itself wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And anybody in this room ever been to an Ariana Grande concert? Just me?
No, I have not. Yeah.
But I was there with I have a picture with her and my son when my son was like 7 years old. And, that's just terrible. It's one thing to roll up on a military site and be a bomber and try to fight the fight the way you think, but to go ahead and kill innocent kids. I don't know who takes credit for that. I don't know who says that's what we're about. Whatever organization that is needs to be wiped out.
Here is Shepard Smith reading a post on Fox News last night from a girl who was at the show who saw the bomb go off nearby. Now, she says she was only centimeters away. Obviously, that's an exaggeration because she would have had damage, but she didn't have damage. But listen to what she said.
I don't know how far a centimeter is, so because I'm American.
Listen to, centimeters.
I know it's little,
yeah,
but I don't know.
But how she describes the situation, listen to this.
Abby Mullen from Airdyer in North Lancashire, which is nearby, who was at the event, said, as we were leaving, a bomb or explosion went off just centimeters in front of me, she says. People's skin and faces were everywhere, including my hair and on my bag.
Oh.
I'm still finding bits of God knows what in my hair. You never, ever expect these things to happen, but then it proves it can happen to anybody. Quoting that sound, the blood, and those who are running around clueless with body parts and bits of skin missing will not leave my mind anytime soon or the minds of those involved.
Could you imagine that?
No.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Terrible stuff.
And I mean, to be kids having to deal with that, you'll carry that for the rest of your life.
Yeah. President Trump is catching more heat from critics for something he said while visiting Israel yesterday. He was talking.
Of course he is. Let the guy have a goddamn trip.
He was talking about reports that he leaked classified information to Russian diplomats in the Oval Office and said he never mentioned that the intelligence came from Israel. He also criticized the media for saying that it did, that he did say that. But his critics point out that none of the initial reporting said he mentioned Israel, and they think his statement was basically an admission that he leaked classified info to the Russians. Of course, the president is allowed to declassify anything he wants, so even if he did tell the Russians, it's still not something that's illegal or anything. But here is Donald Trump speaking about that. We have some video as well on Bone TV. Here we go.
I never mentioned the word or the name Israel. Never mentioned it during that conversation. They were all saying I did. So you had another story wrong. Never mentioned the word Israel.
Got another one wrong there.
Yeah.
Fake news. I don't know. I don't know if that is even a big deal. Is that a big deal?
I don't know.
I can't keep track anymore. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know if he's good, he's bad, if people are being duped, or if I'm just a moron, or what the deal is. I have no idea anymore.
I think no matter what, people are going to hate Trump. Like, Trump could come out and go, listen, I figured it out, and I solved cancer. I cured it. Yeah. And people would go, wow. Oh, look at him bragging.
Yeah.
Bragging about curing cancer.
But he said he solved it. Yeah. He solved it. He didn't say he cured it. He solved it. And then he probably had his daughter's help to do it, and his son-in-law, and that's just terrible. I tried to explain this to my son. My son said that one of his friend's mother said that President Trump might get impeached. And I said, here's the deal. And I tried to explain to him. I said, you know how I run things in the House? How I have, every day, you could pretty much expect the same thing out of me. I pick you up from school. We go home. I get grumpy because I'm tired. We eat dinner. I watch Jeopardy. And depending on the day of the week, we watch some sort of former wrestling and we go to bed. That's pretty much my you know, other than Tuesdays we go to hockey and that kind of stuff. He's like, okay. I go, now imagine a new guy comes in and on Tuesdays he doesn't want to go to hockey. He wants to go to the florist. And on Wednesdays he's not so grumpy at night. He's actually in a really good mood. And on Thursday, and he's like, okay. I go, you have a guy come in that just disrupted everything the way that it's been forever. I like to come home on Mondays and feel grumpy. I like to watch wrestling. I like to go. I don't want anybody coming in here and rustling me up, so I'm going to do whatever I can to get that guy out. That's pretty much how it goes. Now, I'm not saying he's not even close to the smartest guy in the world. He said some really dumb stuff. I think it would probably help the situation out if he could act a little bit more like a gentleman and a little bit more presidential. People would swallow this a little bit easier. But the truth is that all these things that are coming against him are making it impossible for anybody to do that job. Work a little with whoever that guy is. I hated Hillary Clinton. Hated her. But if she's a president, she's a president. And we're only hurting ourselves by all this nonsense surrounding it. You don't think other presidents have colluded with other countries and we just don't know about it and there's things that have to be done behind people's back? I'm not saying he did that. I'm just saying let the process, let something happen first before everybody throwing a goddamn fit.
Well, you can add another person to the list that does not like Donald Trump, and that is Melania Trump.
Oh, no.
You saw the other day, President Trump tried to take Melania's hand after they landed in Israel yesterday, and she swatted it away. And, of course, now the internet's going crazy with it. We have it up on BoTV.
I didn't see this.
You see here, he goes to take her hand, and she just pats it.
Oh, do that again. Show me that again.
Hey, give me your hand. Beat it, jerk.
High fives.
Yeah.
Oh, my wife's done that to me before.
Yeah. Get away. Get your hand away.
She gave him the flabby flap.
Yeah. They argued about something on that
plane. Absolutely. Yep.
That's the
every marriage has that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Sure.
But you can't do that when you have the eyes of the world on you.
Yeah. But you have to understand she did that because he leaked stuff to Russia and she's mad. That's why, right? No? Isn't that it?
Let me see. Let's show one more time. So he reaches out, they touch hands, and then she kind of flips him away.
Yeah,
she definitely did not want to hold his hand.
Look how good she looks out.
She does look great.
She's a sexy python.
I would have loved it if he just would have turned around and grabbed her hand and forced her.
Grab her by the pee?
Yeah, just
grab her. I'm going to grab her hand, I'll grab her right by the pee.
I will send you back to Slotvania or wherever you're from.
Slotvania. She's the queen of Slotvania. Look, she did the old Bundy with them.
Yep.
All hands in the middle. But she did not want to touch Donald's hands. She's like, BB, you go first. I go on top of you.
You go back to being an escort.
Yep. That's right. We'll put you right back on. Remember when I was making peepees on you? That's what we'll be doing again.
Motorcycle racing champ Nikki Hayden is dead.
I've heard of him.
At the age of 35 years old. Yes. Days after being struck by a car in Italy while riding a bicycle, Hayden was cycling along the Rimini coast in Italy last Wednesday when he was hit by a vehicle sustaining multiple traumatic injuries, including a serious head injury. He was in the intensive care unit of an Italian hospital before succumbing to his injuries. Hayden was the 2006 MotoGP champion, was one of the best motorcycle racers in the world. He rode for the Honda Red Bull team and was in Italy for a race. Nikki Hayden dead at the age of 35.
Yeah, people are pointing out to me, not only was he famous, he may not have had an action figure, But he had his own motorcycle. He had
right.
a model.
Oh, yeah, and that's, you know, out of our realm of knowledge, mm-hmm. but very famous, obviously, in motorcycle racing, but not a name that you go, Nikki Hayden, oh, yeah, motorcycle racer. Like, you don't immediately know that. Yeah.
I would allow it.
Yeah, would allow it. Okay. Victor Carl Sibson, who's 21
nope,
years old,
not allowed.
Allegedly killed his girlfriend while he tried to kill himself. Brittany Mae Hagg, who is 22 years old, she was hit by a bullet that traveled through Sibson's head. Prosecutors believe Hagg was trying to stop Sibson from committing suicide. Sibson was charged with second-degree murder by the Anchorage grand jury. He appeared in court Sunday where a judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf.
It's her fault, not his.
Well, it's his because he had the gun, and she
he wasn't
was
trying to kill her. And if she didn't get all up in his face, he would have never had a misfire.
Yeah, I. But he also had a gun and was shooting it. And you
the
know.
Poor guy just tried to kill himself. Now you're gonna charge him for murder.
But here's the thing. So clearly, things aren't going well if you're trying to commit suicide.
Right.
Nobody goes, hey, I just won the Powerball. I should kill myself. So going poorly, then he tries to kill himself. Doesn't. Bullet goes through his head, kills his girlfriend.
Yeah, like.
Now you're in an even worse situation. Like, I don't know what was going on before.
Right.
But now you probably have to wear a helmet for the rest of your life, and you killed your girlfriend.
Oh.
Like, oh, man.
His face is all maimed now. They got to remove parts of his skull.
Yeah. It probably drools more than me when I sleep. You know?
Gross.
A lot of bad news for that guy. This is, whoa, crazy. In Arkansas, a caretaker was arrested with blood around and in her mouth after the body of an elderly mother she was looking after was found covered in bite marks. Jennifer Lee Collins, we have a picture of her up on Bone TV. She is 55 years old. She's a caretaker, is said to have bitten her victim's chin off before the elderly woman's son discovered both of them on the floor in his home. She bit the lady's chin off.
I saw the headline and it said, caretaker kills woman by gnawing on her, and I couldn't figure out how that happened.
Police arrested the suspect, who is said to have told the police in an interview that she beat the woman. The victim survived the initial ordeal on May 11th, but then died in the hospital a week later from her injuries, you know, having her chin bit off and all. Having been initially arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault and abuse of an endangered or impaired person, detectives are considering bringing murder charges against Collins.
Hell yeah.
Well, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude's getting charged for murder who just tried to kill himself.
In her face.
Yeah, if you're biting an old lady and bit her chin off and then she dies, that's murder in my book. By the way, you can get my book. It's available. The Sheriff's Department in Citrus County, Florida, recently got a special new patrol car that was painted with drunk driving awareness messages on it. 63-year-old guy named Paul Wilkins was driving drunk on Saturday night when he lost control. Guess what he crashed into? Right into the car with all the drunk driving awareness messages on it. He was arrested for DUI and was taken to the police station in the car that he hit with all the DUI messages.
Yep. Okay. Well, do you think that any part of him was like, I'm gonna do this? You know what I mean? Like, gets drunk and gets mad.
Or do you think he was like, what was that, Sam?
Yeah. We get closer.
An 18-year-old named Devin Arthurs from Tampa, Florida, was a neo-Nazi. Or maybe isn't. Well, he was.
Okay.
He lived with three roommates who were also neo-Nazis.
Well, that's good, because imagine if they were Jews, they would never get along.
But their relationship changed recently when Arthurs pulled a 180 and converted from being a neo-Nazi. He converted to Islam. That's not going to work out.
Got issues.
On Friday, he snapped and killed two of his roommates because he said they were disrespecting his Muslim beliefs. Oh. He told the cops, quote, "This wouldn't have had happened if your country didn't bomb my country." He's facing two counts of murder plus several other charges. Their fourth roommate is a guy named Brandon Russell. While Arthurs didn't kill him, the investigation into the murders in the apartment led the cops to find that he had homemade explosives. So he was arrested for violating federal explosive laws.
Wow. So one good thing came out of it?
Yeah. I do not want to party in their apartment.
Dude.
Or do you?
No.
Or do you?
I don't.
You know, I got to tell you. in 1990-something, my two friends, DJ and Eddie, moved down here because I was bored. And yeah. They lived down here for a little while.
Hey, I'm bored. Why don't you guys move down?
Well, we lived in an apartment complex off of, like, Howard and Armenia. Off of Armenia over there. Howard and Armenia means it would be nice. Armenia just means it's crappy. But anyway, my whole point is we'd be like, what are we doing tonight? You want to go to the Nazis' house down the block? And then be like, hold on, there's a Muslim in there now. I'm like, Nazis and a Muslim, let's go. This is going to be the best party ever.
I think Ernie's making a bomb.
We had a bed in that apartment. We had no dining room table, but in the dining room, they had accordion closet doors that opened out, you know?
Right.
So I just got a king-size mattress, put it in the closet, standing up. We'd open the door, it would fall out, and it was like a fake Murphy bed. Right. That's where I slept, in the dining room.
I like it.
Oh, those are the good old days. We totally would have partied with the Muslim Nazis. Oh.
That'd be a bad idea. You'd probably be under arrest right now.
We're making moms.
A woman in England paid $15 for some costume jewelry. It was a costume jewelry ring. $15 for it at a flea market about 30 years ago. Well, she just recently decided to have it appraised and see whether it was actually worth anything. Turns out it was. It was real. It was a 26.67 carat diamond.
Holy.
Worth $450,000.
Wow.
That
I
she seem bought.
Like that would be more money to me.
Yeah, it seems like it would be 26 carats. It's worth $450,000. But can you imagine for 30 years you've been sitting on this thing?
No. All
like,
those times you're like,
didn't I check?
You got to go out and give dudes HJs for rent money.
I don't know if that happened.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you're like, think of all the bad things you did when you didn't have any money. You know what I mean? And she's like, oh, yeah, the whole time. I'm getting catfished right now on Facebook.
Oh, really? By who?
Liz Becky is hit me up from West Africa.
No. Oh, yeah.
Just as long as you let her deposit some money.
Well, I'm seeing where this is going to go so far. If anything, I'm going to ask her a phone number and we'll call her.
Well, all right. I like it. Two nuns, yes, nuns that are, you know, where they have stuff. Yeah. Two nuns could be facing criminal charges for stealing their neighbor's cats and relocating them under an interstate. I guess the cats were coming into their yard and bothering
them. Or did Jesus tell them to save those cats? Maybe they were being abused.
Yeah. No, it just seems like the cats were coming into their yard and they were tired of it, so they set up traps and then took the cats and would let them go under the interstate.
That doesn't seem very godly.
No. A woman called police because a thermos filled with what was on the verge of exploding under pressure? What was the thermos filled of? She called the police because a thermos filled with something was on the verge of exploding from pressure.
Pee-pee.
No.
Yeah, but why would pee-pee be on the verge of exploding? I'm trying to think what would be.
I'll tell you this. Close.
Yep, it's poop.
Nope.
Oh.
Is it related strictly to females?
No.
Okay, then no, I don't know. Never mind.
It's related strictly to males.
Oh, that's a...
A woman called the police because a thermos filled with her husband's sperm was on the verge of exploding from pressure.
That's here.
Was that here?
Yes, that was in, I want to say, Hernando County or something. I remember reading that story over the weekend.
Apparently, they were storing it for artificial insemination. Now she's upset that the cops wrote about the incident on their Facebook page.
No, I want to say it was Pasco. Hold on. Woman sperm exploding. Oh, Carmen came up. Let me see. Yeah, Florida woman. Florida woman is mad at the police. I want to say that might have even been Pasco County. Newport Richey.
Oh, Newport Richey.
Felicia Nevins.
Oh, well,
of Newport Richey.
Put her business out there.
We should try to call her.
Oh my God.
She was saving the sperm of her husband, and they were doing it. Were they doing it like with a turkey baster or something?
Joey showing volcanoes.
Yeah, it was in Newport Richey, and they were trying to say they had to call the cops because they were afraid it was going to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I did read that story.
It's going to blow. Rebecca Sinohara, she is 24 years old. She's from Brazil, and she wanted to get some getting ready photos for her wedding.
Uh-huh.
You know, the pics that are typically taken by the bride and her bridesmaids as they get ready for the big day. But she didn't have any close girlfriends, so she asked a bunch of her close guy friends to be her bridesmaids.
Okay.
Here's some pictures up on Bone TV. There she is with a bunch of guys around her. There she is with more of the guys around her. Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
She banging all those guys?
No. She's just one of the guys, but she's probably in love with one of them.
I think she's banging all of them.
No.
You, as her getting married to her, you're her husband-to-be, you allow that? She goes, hey, I'm going to have all guys.
Yeah, I would imagine that if I'm marrying her, I know that she's the kind that doesn't have a lot of guy friends. I mean, a girlfriend. She hangs out with guys.
Yeah.
And she's just cute. Let me see those guys again. Yeah, they're a bunch of homos.
She's getting railed by all of them.
You think so?
Yeah. You shut that down. You go, listen, you taking those pictures, you're disrespectful.
Right.
You're out of my life.
My family doesn't want to see you with a bunch of dudes.
Did we see his? Do we know that he doesn't have a bunch of girlfriends?
That is not reported in the story.
Okay.
But are you seeing that?
No. I mean, that might have been the trade-off.
Yeah. They didn't say, so yeah. I think it's just... She has a bunch of dudes.
Galvin, we have breaking news.
Oh, okay.
That is the breaking news remix.
We have breaking news in a dance club in Europe?
Yeah, that didn't work out very well. An arrest has been made in connection with the attack at the Ariana Grande
concert. Okay. All
right. I just assumed the guy blew himself up. So,
well, 23 others involved.
Yeah,
probably.
A 23-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the suicide bombing attacks at the Manchester Arena. Investigators in the UK tweeted about the arrest. All signs seem to point to a suicide bomber as the cause of the blast that killed 22 people and injured 50. The first victim to be identified is Georgina Callender, a second-year student at Runshaw College in Leyland. In a statement on the school's Facebook page, the school said Callender was part of a health and social care course, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the arresting. At this time, none of the other victims have been identified. Well, not true. I saw them talking about another one on the way here, an 18-year-old. Prime Minister Theresa May called the incident appalling, and blah, blah, blah. So there's really not a lot of news, but they did tweet out that they have... have made an arrest in the case. So just a little bit of a heads up.
They're going to get
you. That noise you hear is my African girl asking me if I'm married and I have kids.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you being truthful or are you deceiving her?
No, I'm deceiving her. I told her I was divorced and I have kids. She said, I'm not even married and I'm 20.
Oh.
I said, your lady parts must be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Not blown out like a tire.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
A Florida man wants $300 million from the movie Titanic because he claims he was the inspiration for Jack Dawson, the fictional character played by Leonardo DiCaprio. He said it's because he worked on a yacht for a while, and James Cameron, he doesn't know how he got the rights to his life and stuff, but he must have found out about him, and that's how he made the character.
Based on that guy.
Yeah, so he wants $300 million.
You know what I wonder, though, sometimes? What if there's a shred of truth to these ridiculous stories?
Sure. James Cameron was in a bar and heard this guy telling stories, and he's like, Jack Dawson. He could be like a guy.
Gotta have Leo play that guy.
Yeah, right?
I'd do it more like this guy.
But how funny, though. So this guy wins $300 million. What if they go, listen, we're not going to give you $300 million. Just $20 million and shut up. You know?
Yeah.
All right. That's a deal. A bartender at a London hotel got fired for doing what? What would you get fired for as
a
bartender?
Spitting in a drink.
Oh, man. Don't do that.
Spitting in a drink. Thumbing a drink.
I'll tell you this. It's a female bartender.
Oh, no.
Bartender at a London hotel got fired
for using breast milk for a White Russian.
Oh, delicious. Nope, that's not right.
The thing I'm thinking, I can't say I think where they... Bloop.
Oh,
Yeah.
She was garnishing the drinks with her own cherries.
Yes.
That she brought from home.
Yes.
Oh. No, that's not it. She got fired for banging Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
I like that. They hit it off while
she
was...
It might be worth it.
Yeah, well, they hit it off while she was pouring drinks for him, so he invited her up to his room after her shift, but then the hotel manager found out and fired her.
Because he liked
her.
Yeah. He was jealous.
It was after her shift.
Yeah.
She was
done. Jealous.
By the way, we have a picture of the bartender. Shabby.
Wow. Way to go, Bloomy.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom, that's, like, if you're Orlando Bloom, you can do that. You can go into a bar, the hot bartender, hey, why don't you come up in my room afterwards? I'm having some good times with you, and then just banging her out.
That's why I would like to see, there's all these rumors about Jeter giving you the gift basket and all that stuff. In all the time I've been here...
You never got a gift basket.
Never got a gift basket. Never had a girl come up to me and be like, well, my girlfriend banged Jeter the other day. Or, I'm talking about 20 years ago.
Right.
Or 15 years ago when spring training was here. And I know there was one girl at a restaurant that I saw, supposedly her and Jeter had some sort of relationship. But She never talked about it. I didn't know. Like, I don't know. I want to know. I know a girl who banged Harry Styles from the, what are they called? The
One Direction.
One Direction.
Yeah.
And she gave me all the lowdown on that, but nothing bad to say. All good for him. He was nice to her.
There is a, what is the website? They're like Metal Sludge or something like that, where they have a section where like chicks will be like, I banged Sebastian Bach and he has a small wiener. You know, like they give all the details and stuff. Awesome. Or I was with Motley Crue and I banged all of them. It was awesome.
Right. I wish we could just verify any of that. I'd love to get all our secret information.
Yeah.
We're never going to get to bang any of the Motley Crue guys, but I'd like to know who had the big wiener and the small wiener. You know
I would say probably Tommy Lee. I think we've seen that.
I mean, we've seen his, but we've seen Vince's too.
Yeah. Oh, and that's true. Yeah. Porno. Yeah. And then Mick Mars actually has two penises.
Mm-hmm. There's not from this planet.
So E! News is confirming what you said yesterday. Scarlett Johansson has been hooking up with Colin Jost.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Scarlett was on SNL this weekend to play Ivanka Trump, and they were reportedly all over each other at the after party. But that wasn't the first time. A source says, quote, they're not in a relationship, but they have fun together. It's not exclusive at this point. It's fun and casual.
My African girl is calling me.
Oh, really?
No way.
She FaceTiming you or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Just say hello, you're on the air. So she, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me? Hello, hello. I don't have a camera.
Oh, here. Say,
Oh. Oh. I don't have a camera.
Oh, yeah.
But neither does she, I don't think. Hello, my lady. Hello, me lady.
That's not African.
Hold on, I'm gonna try and call her back. It's royal, Galvin.
Oh,
it's royal.
Is she?
Doesn't always have to be African.
Is she
with
a
you.
Princess?
She's my African queen.
Oh, she's okay.
Hello, Liz Becky. Damn it, Joe! Figure out how this works. You got Skype run? Let's Skype it up. I gotta figure out how to do this. We may have stumbled onto gold.
All right, good luck. BuzzFeed bought 24 cups of coffee from four different major national chains, Starbucks, 7-Eleven, McDonald's, and Dunkin' Donuts. Then they had the lab analyze the cups to figure out every chain's average caffeine. The most jacked up coffee is from 7-Eleven.
Really?
Yeah, their cups had an average of 280 milligrams of coffee. Starbucks was second with 267 milligrams. I guess caffeine it would be.
Yeah.
They wrote coffee. I think they meant caffeine. McDonald's has 227 milligrams, and Dunkin' Donuts has 220 milligrams.
Ooh. I like Dunkin' Donuts. Too weak.
So if you want strong coffee, 7-Eleven is where to go. Starbucks is second, though.
Wow, that's fine. Starbucks is, I mean, 7-Eleven does smell nice when you walk in there, and their coffee smells good.
Yeah.
But I'm so used to this jet fuel that that's all I want now.
All coffee smells good to me. Well, not true. All flavored coffee smells good to me. Aaron Miller, who works here, always walks around with it, and I go, that smells so good.
Whatever that is, it's delicious.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's the stuff that he puts in it or it's the actual coffee that's infused with hazelnut or whatever it is, but it smells fantastic. There's a new survey where they ask kids between 6 years old and 17 years old what they want to be when they grow up.
Okay.
I have the top 12 answers here of what kids between 6 and 17 want to be when they grow up. What do you think?
6 and 17, they say doctor.
Doctor or nurse comes in at number 6.
Really?
Yes.
Professional athlete.
Professional athlete comes in at number 8.
Really?
Yeah, so below doctor or nurse.
Lawyer.
Think of kids. Think of young kids. What do young kids want to be?
Firefighter.
Lawyer is number comes in number 11. Firefighter does not make the list.
Astronaut.
Think of young kids now.
Ooh.
Not what we wanted to be when we were kids.
iPhone creator, like app maker.
YouTube
app
star.
Maker.
YouTube star.
Are you
number
serious?
One.
Man, I'm sorry.
Number one between 6-year-old to 17-year-old, number one thing they want to be when they grow up is a YouTube star. App maker is not on there, Carmen. What else?
Fireman. Somebody say fireman.
Yep, I already said fireman. I'll go through. You got a few of them.
Video game tester.
No. Number 12 is model. 11 is lawyer. 10 is writer. 9 is teacher. 8 is athlete. 7 is TV host. Number 6, we said doctor or nurse. Number 5, filmmaker. Number 4, actor. Number 3, musician or singer. Number 2,
professional wrestler.
Blogger or vlogger.
Oh my God, really?
And number 1 is YouTube star. Oh. Number 1 by far is YouTube star, by the way. Yeah, that is unbelievable. But you think about it, you see these YouTube stars and they're making millions of dollars and selling out, you know, places that they go and do their live performances and stuff. So why wouldn't a kid want to be that?
No, yeah, but it's just so for us, it's so removed.
And even a few years ago, it was like, well, YouTube star, until they started making millions of dollars and they were like, hey, what? YouTube, let's get on that. how can we do something?
Yeah, that's like the new TV star, you know what I mean? Like when you're like, when you were a kid, you wanted to be on the A-team, you want to be a TV star, now you want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah. And then here are 5 signs you will never be a millionaire if you do these 5 things, I guess. If you do any of these 5 things, you'll never be a millionaire. If you're too focused on savings, you should save and be smart about spending. You're just probably won't get rich that way. You're not going to get rich just by saving your money. You have to focus on earning more, not just saving the money that you have.
Nice.
Number 2 is if you don't have goals for your money, you need specific plans on how you're going to use your money to make more money. So I would assume investing or real estate or doing stuff like
that.
You also need to set high expectations for yourself and then meet those expectations.
That's so the
you
hard
can't
part.
Can't just sit on your money.
So far, I'm good.
You have to start investing money. Millionaires usually get their money by investing a significant amount, like 20% of their income, and that's different than just saving it. So you want to take some of your money and invest it to become a millionaire. You only have one source of income. If you only have one source of income, you're a loser.
Yeah. You need 6 streams of income, they say.
A recent study looked at self-made millionaires and found that 65% of them got there by having at least 3 sources of income. That includes like side gigs and real estate investments. So don't just be working one job. You got to work more than one job if you want to be a millionaire.
Yeah, I was reading a thing that said that most millionaires have 6 streams of income.
That's a lot
six
of streams.
6 streams.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to start out with one.
Yeah.
Then branch out from there. And then the final thing, number 5, is if you don't like taking risks. Most people prefer stability. That's totally fine, but most self-made millionaires have to take risks.
Yeah.
They don't get there by only making the safe choices. So if you just have your money sitting in the bank or under your mattress,
you're
probably not going to be a millionaire.
Invest, invest, invest.
Sorry. Number 6, playing the Powerball.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Try that out.
Number 7, don't buy crack.
Yeah.
Don't buy crack?
No.
Man.
You're out.
I can't believe that.
I missed out.
You should have read the list for
Has anybody played the Cash for Life?
Nope.
Where I play Cash Me Outside. That's the only cash I play.
Cash for Life, which is $1,000 a day.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, for the rest of your life.
Now, where do you get that? You do that, like, that's anywhere like a that pick six, though?
Yeah. You can do quick picks for it. You know, it's anywhere you get the lottery. Whether you
too
get
hard. Too hard to win.
What is do you mean, too hard?
It's like hard, like lotto. I want something where you scratch off.
Oh, sure, yeah. But I mean, you know. Could you imagine that, though? $1,000 a day for the rest of your life.
Oh, man, it'd be a party every day.
Yeah, it'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome because no matter whatever else you do, you're like, well, I'm
still have that. Day, yeah. And if you went one day without spending any money, which everyone's done before, you go a day without spending, you're like, $1,000.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
How do you like that? That is it for news.
All right. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. Jeff, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, good morning. Yesterday, Drew was talking about the same thing with the neo-Nazi.
Right.
You know, burning a Muslim. Well, he also said that after he killed his roommate, he went to a smoke shop and held a person at gunpoint and said, why should I not kill you?
Oh.
And basically, the cops had to come and try to get him out, coerce him, get all the people out, and then ended up, you know, arresting him that way. Just letting you know that.
I wonder what the answer is when somebody says to you, "Why? Tell me why I shouldn't kill you."
There's no right answer.
I'm a good dancer.
Yeah. like, what would make you stop as a guy with a gun and go, Okay, so my bad.
Yeah, but I have a family, you know, that.
Yeah, they're used to that.
But I think I would throw him off guard. I smell good. Yeah. I'm a good dancer.
You better smell good, though. If you say I smell good, I lean in for a sniff. And
Would you like to see me dance? I'll dance, and then I just dance right out the door. say, see you later.
Hey, wait a second. Yeah. Did I just get duped?
I'm a fantastic kisser and just stare at them.
boom!
I would go, okay, so you have the gun held at me.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I kill you?
Hey, you.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you unless you give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
I like a lot of the same things you like.
How do you know?
For instance, we both like...
I like peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
No, oh, wow. Right?
See?
Well, wait a second. What about... Sharks. My God.
I like sharks, dude.
And, wait. The...
Doobie Brothers.
Oh, man.
Oh, Blackwater.
Yeah. And don't forget...
Yeah.
The
poems.
Uh-huh. Yep. The poem.
Yep.
A winter night day. Oh, man.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, by Rob.
Rob.
Bert. Frost.
You guys are best friends now.
See?
Do you want to do
karate in the basement?
Right? Yeah. Okay. We are best friends. So,
yeah. See? And then I go, hey.
But wait a second. Don't touch my drums.
Yeah. Okay. No, don't touch my drums.
This guy lives.
And then I go, just give me a call. 813.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Best friends.
We're friends now.
Yeah, he's right.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. James, give me one reason why I shouldn't kill you.
Whoa. Hey, that's
kidding.
Kind of early in the morning for that.
Yep, you're dead. That wasn't a reason.
No, I just wanted to comment on the poll about the, what was it?
The kids, jobs.
Yeah, the kids between 6 and 17.
Yeah. That is so scary.
Why?
When I was a kid, it was like fireman and all that kind of stuff. And I'm listening to this, I'm going, how is this adding value to the quality of life in our future?
You're becoming an old man. You've become an old man because you don't...
I am an old man.
Right, but what I'm saying is that you don't see the value in these kids. These kids are ahead of us already. With them investing in YouTube, that's the future. TV's done. Society has moved forward. It's moved digitally, and the kids already know that. We refuse to give it up to them.
But clearly, James, you're living your dream because you're a fireman, right?
No, I am not.
Well, then you're not adding to society. What do you do?
I'm in mechanical engineering.
Oh, come on.
He did pretty good. He did pretty good, though.
I'll struggle through it, but we'll be okay.
You know, though, that the kid who says he wants to be a YouTube star, and this is, I get what you're saying, sir, but the kid who says he wants to be a new YouTube star doesn't necessarily mean he has to be the kid that goes and blows things up on YouTube. He could be the kid that is the heart surgeon on YouTube, or one of the fact that they point that out as being the job of the future is they know that we've already moved into that digital age. So that's, I think it more shows that than the fact that they have no initiative.
Okay.
I've saved the future, sir. Thank you. I only speak to this because I have a 10-year-old son who has really introduced me to the way kids operate now. I get to watch him and see how he, you know, where his... I could tell you every... You pick the network and the day of the week and the time, and I'll tell you what TV show was on when I was a kid. Now I couldn't tell you anything. I'd be happy if I just watched that small house show or the tiny home show on whatever channel that is.
You want to know how...
I want to know what love is.
Far things have gotten... So I read earlier today that there is a movie... Netflix is working on a movie based on a meme with with Rihanna and that girl from 12 Years a Slave. They're making a Netflix movie based on a meme. I can't even believe that.
Yeah. But what is a meme?
What's so funny? Something from them in a fashion show or something, I think it was. Oh. But the funny thing is I remember whenever that Rocco Despirito, that restaurant reality show came out, and I was like, what are they here for? A reality show or a restaurant? That's going to be terrible. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, look at now. They have reality shows about people who work on a boat.
True.
You know? Yeah.
Remember how ahead of the times Real World was?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Put them in the house and we're going to video everything. And you're like, ooh.
Yep.
Now I wouldn't care if they were all naked in the house. Still don't want to watch it.
Is that still on, by the way? Do they? I think they do have a new Real World coming on, don't they, or no?
Sarasota.
Well, that's not a Real World. That's more like the Heights.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the Hills.
Sure.
The Hills.
That's that's that one. But I thought I just saw a thing the other day that they have a transgender person, and they have a new Real World coming out, and they're going to be on there.
Yeah. I'll watch that.
After 28
I watched Real World every year growing up in high school. I would watch it, and I remember the beginning episodes and ending and being like, summer's over, Real World's done.
Do you know how many girls thought I was that guy with the long hair, Adrian or whatever his name is, from the first one? Whenever
Andre.
Andre, yeah.
Because you did have the long hair. You did look like him.
Yeah.
His band Rain Dance was good. I remember that.
I do, yeah. They were good. But I would go, no, that's not me. And they go, yes, it is. And I go, no, it's not.
Why are you lying?
And then I'd go, all right. Give me one reason I shouldn't kill you.